And here we are again. I'm talking with Jack McGuire. It is November 2009, November 26th, is
Six,
it? Or?
Yes.
Yes, and there the time goes. Okay, I want to talk first about, you said you were an altar boy. When was that, and which church was it? Which Our Lady?
It was the one, well, the one that burned down on,
yes,
on the Hampton Road.
Right.
And then during the time we were in St. Paul's Church Hall,
right,
on the square or
mm-hmm.
common there, and then in the one that they tore down.
Right, yeah.
So that goes back to the time when Father Ward,
okay,
was our priest,
mm-hmm.
and later went from here to Fredericton across
mm-hmm.
the river, to whatever church that is. So I would hazard a guess that I was probably in about grade 8 or 9.
When you began?
Well, yeah. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And because I can remember, for some reason, there were three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Emery.
Okay.
And Ray Green and myself.
Okay.
And there was something going on in Hampton that Father Ward
mm-hmm.
took Ray Emery and I to Hampton to serve Mass the next morning.
Okay.
And then brought us home. We stayed overnight at,
really?
At his place.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was quite a trip for me.
Well, in the history of the church, it says that the priest, and I forget his name right now, but that in the beginning he brought an altar boy out from the city to teach the altar boys here.
Would that have been Father McCarthy?
It might have been.
Because he was the first priest that
mm-hmm.
I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I was on the altar in his time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether there was another priest, maybe, because we were only, what would you call it, of Hampton.
Oh, yeah, we were like a mission.
My mission of Hampton,
right.
That's right.
Yes.
The priest came from Hampton.
Right.
And in the wintertime, we only had Mass once a month.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. So in the wintertime, you'd had Mass once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah.
So my father always went into the cathedral.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, I perhaps being the oldest in the family, I was one of the ones that went, because sometimes he had a car and sometimes he didn't, but he always had a truck
mm-hmm,
because
right.
he was in the lumber
mm-hmm.
business, and I was going to say farming, but he never farmed.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a after supper. So we went to the cathedral,
okay,
and then caught the...
How many people would be at that church in the winter, like when you go?
Oh, maybe 25 or 30.
Okay, wow.
But in the summertime...
Yes.
It had to be before I was an altar boy, because I can remember standing on the front steps because the church was full.
Really?
So there'd be an overflow of men
mm-hmm.
standing on maybe 6 or 8, maybe, it seemed to me like a lot of people.
Sure. Right?
So I don't know how many the church would have held.
Yeah.
I don't think it was any bigger than St. Patrick's.
No, that's, I just went out to see St. Patrick's the other day.
Were you in?
No, I was
looking
in the
it?
Windows, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it reminded me of the picture of the old church, yeah.
Have you got a picture of the old church?
No, I don't have one.
Oh.
It's in the book. Where does it? It's in the church book, actually, so somebody must have one. It must
the reason
be.
I was asking, Claire has a picture of a church.
Oh, she does.
And she was asking me if I thought it was...
Right.
I don't know what they call the church then. Was it Our Lady?
It was always Our Lady.
Always
I'll
Our Lady.
Show you the book. I think I have it here with the picture of the church, and maybe you can tell
it,
from
but
that.
There's no... It seems to be taken, like, from the main road.
Yes.
Kind of corner on the church.
Right.
But there's nothing
yeah.
in the background or whatever
yeah, to give you an idea.
Give you an idea.
I bet that's it. That sounds like the same picture. I'll show you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you were an altar boy there, and then.
I would say, get back to that. I probably was in grade 8 or 9 at that time. So if I was in grade 8 or 9, 28 and 6 or 34 or an 8 or 42 age. So that'd be 40, 40, 41, 42 in that.
Do you remember about the church burning down? Because that was in 41, I think.
Okay, so then it was before 41, wasn't it?
It was 41 or 42. Yeah, that it burnt.
And I had to be on the altar probably
I gotta get that book for you.
a couple of years
Okay.
anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, the new one was
So
built in 42, so the old one burnt down in,
41.
yeah, that is St. Patrick's. That's the new, there, would that be the picture that Claire has? That's the church.
No,
Okay.
but that's the church as I remember it now, very vividly.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that's a full size, there's one, two, three, four. It looks like there's four or five windows, eh?
Yeah, what does it say? It says how many it seated.
Oh,
Yeah, I
okay.
think it tells, or maybe somebody told me. I found it somewhere. I've been doing so much research, but I might. It didn't. It seated, I think, about 25 people. That's what it said, at
Oh,
least.
well, then there wouldn't be that many there in the winter
Yeah.
because there were a lot of summer residents
Right.
and it took in a pretty good area. Now,
Right.
the other thing we used to do in the summer was we went over to the villa for mass because I was on the altar over there in the summertime when they were having retreats because it was only a summer, right? It was just a shell of a building. Like
Was it really? I've
it
got to
was,
research that too.
it wasn't open in the wintertime.
The villa?
The villa, no.
Well, good. You're mentioning that, you might know. What else was there on that property at that time? Were any of those other buildings there, the ones that are down below, like Mary Crest and all that?
No,
So it was
no.
just the villa,
Just the villa,
right?
except there was a farmhouse.
Okay.
And
There it is.
that's it, yeah. Yeah.
So that's all that was
And that's
there.
all was there. There wasn't even a garage in the.
So it was just lots of land and this place.
That's right. See, we went in. You know where the Anglican Church, where are we anyway? Down this way. St.
St.
James.
James Celeste.
Yeah. Well, right about across the road from there was a railway crossing there. And the road, say this is the main road, and we went in here and circled around this way, and the villa was over here. And this road went straight ahead. And that's where supposedly the farm manager or whatever used to live. And are you from St. John's?
No.
Okay. Well, there was a Mitchell, grumpy old fellow that I remember used to take collection up in the cathedral. And he lived there at one time. But in my time, the Bredos lived there. Now, there was Clara and Wilford and Claire and Wilford and what's her name? The youngest girl just died within the past year and was married to Hugh Fulton. Do you remember seeing that? They were in our bulletin
So there
anyway.
was a farm in there.
Well, yes, and in my earliest recollections, all the fields from the railway tracks up around this circular road. There was a big field here, and then there was a big field here, and the house was down there. And I never got down around that really because people lived there and it sort of was.
Well, because an old newspaper article, it mentions that it was saying that the bishop should keep his cattle in on his own property because they were wandering off.
Okay, well, that'd be the property then.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems to me, and I can't remember where, I think it was over on this side, the road here, and there was a field on this side of the road here,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the bishop's picnic used to be.
That's right, okay. Yeah.
And the railroad, at one time, I don't remember, but I've read it, had a spur line in there where they would bring loads of people out from town.
Okay.
Now, can you imagine? For one weekend of the year to this picnic?
So everybody from all the different parishes would be invited to the picnic? Would it be open?
Well, it was open to the public.
Oh.
It was a money.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A money...
okay, maker, yeah.
But I can go down. I remember going down there for an afternoon
right.
with 35 cents and, you know, had pop and hot dogs and probably threw the ball at the... And oh, does Judy ever get mad when I say this? They had a big canvas, eh, with a hole in it.
Yeah.
And there was a colored fellow stood behind it with his
oh,
head up.
Yeah.
And whoever was in the booth hit the coon, you get a cigar,
yeah.
hit him again, you get a nut bar. And I said that, and Judy just goes right off at me for
well,
being so...
No, but you know
but
what?
That
no,
was,
it's not you. It's
no,
the
that
times.
Was the times, yeah.
It, when you're looking through some of this research, I mean, like the school for the mentally challenged, they call it the school for the retarded.
Oh, like, yeah, and the asylum over there is where all the crazy people went.
Exactly, exactly. So, no, that was the time, for sure. There's no question. Okay, well, that solves that for me, too. But where does St. Patrick's come into the picture? Because I know there
they
were
they were from the cathedral.
Who were
St. Patrick's Church?
Right
out in the Grove.
Yes,
they were a mission of.
It was a mission
of the cathedral.
Right. Okay.
But sometime, and I can't remember when, but I do remember it happening, that our parish took it over.
That's right. Yeah. Later. It
was
quite late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, my father grew up just down the road
from
St. Patrick's.
Okay.
I don't know, you know where the store is there on the lake? Just around, if you went, instead of turning into St. Patrick's, you go ahead.
Yes.
And you turn left and you went out through Churchland Road to the airport or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And turned right, and that road wound down around and came out at by the exhibition park there.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so when you turn right there,
mm-hmm.
there was Dolan's Lake, this big lake, and he grew up in a big farmhouse right where that store is.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, they had a barn that sat on the edge of the lake, and somewhere there's a picture of showing the road winding through between their barn and their house.
Really?
But anyway, that's where he grew up, so
okay.
that's how we've come to be
that's
sort
connection.
Of the connection with St. Patrick.
Well, that's what I wondered, because I knew you told me about the property that your father owned, extended from Golden Grove down
yeah,
to
but
here.
That's yeah. a different...
That's different.
Where it hit
yeah.
Golden Grove would be maybe 5 miles down the road.
Okay.
See, the property that he bought belonged to the Fox farm.
Okay, right. But he grew up in this other
He grew
property.
Up
yeah.
over there,
right.
and when I was 6 months old, on Christmas Eve day, my mother and father and myself moved from over there to the old Fox Farm house.
Oh, okay.
With a, on a set of bobsleds.
On Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve day.
Christmas Eve day, okay. Yeah.
And a team of white horses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I arrived in Renfort.
Oh,
so I'm the oldest. I'm not the oldest.
You're the longest living resident.
In Renfort.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In one of the, really, one of the most historic properties, too, because
well,
of the fox farm.
Oh, because of the fox farm.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And it was a big fox farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Because where I live, right behind Joe Chamberlain's house there.
Okay.
Well, it went, actually, the property went from the Fox Farm Road.
Right.
The center, how was it? They, the center of the Fox Farm Road
mm-hmm.
is half off the Fox Farm property and half off, I think, that church belong or that property belonged to the Church of England. That, and I don't know the history of it really, but I know the house at the bottom of Riverview Avenue on the Rossie side belonged to the church.
Okay.
And I remember when Les Jones bought the property, he would have been the last house on the right before you get to the highway.
Okay.
And he had to buy a piece of property because he was a veteran in order to get whatever money that they had to have, something like an acre and a half or whatever.
Okay.
So he had to buy a piece of property on the other side of the road.
Right.
And we always knew it as the Northrop property because Northrop lived in that house down on the main road.
Okay.
But the Church of England came in there somewheres. There was, you know, and going back to
I
title.
remember reading that they, they bought
And I
land.
don't know just how much the land they owned.
Yeah.
But our property went right from the river
Yes.
originally.
Right.
Because after my father died, he divided things up, and I don't know, three boys got the property on the other side of the Mackay Highway. And then there was various pieces of ground. And then all of a sudden, Tony was left. Whatever property was on the riverside of the
Right.
Mackay Highway. And there was little wedges because some of the lots were running on an angle, and my father would straighten it out, so it needed a little pie pieces here and there. So he started getting bills for all these little, and there was a lot beside the boat club down on the edge of the river, between the railway tracks and the river,
Oh, okay.
which my father always claimed he owned down there, but I don't know what the reason was. He couldn't really prove it, but once he died, and everything was left to Tony, this piece of property, Tony's name got on it, and so then he got the, so he gave it to the boat club to extend their
Oh, well, that was
holdings a
nice.
little
That
bit.
was nice, yeah.
Well, it was nice, and it was an easy way out for
I
him
suppose, yeah.
because it was,
What could he use it
what could he
for?
use it for?
Exactly,
Nothing.
yeah.
And there was no shore on it as
Yeah,
such.
yeah.
It was just this little narrow strip that.
So when your father, when you moved out to Renforth, did he go to, at any time, did he go back to St. Patrick's Church, or was it too far?
Oh, in the summertime, I think they went
Yeah.
out, but not more or less just sort of a visit to,
Right, yeah.
yeah, they
Okay.
didn't go as, and I don't know whether they ever had mass there every Sunday, you
Yeah,
know?
it says up until the 1970s.
Oh, well,
Yeah,
yeah, okay, so then he
I've
would.
got to talk to John, oh, what's his name? Horgan?
John Horgan?
Yes, he's writing a book, apparently, or Dave Horgan. Dave Horgan is writing,
Dave.
he's writing a book on the history of St. Patrick's Church.
Yeah, there's a couple of those Horgan boys I know
Yes,
are,
yeah.
they look after the property
Yeah,
sort of,
oh,
and
it's a cute little church.
yeah.
It's really
And it's a
interesting.
shame that the foundation's gone out from under it now, and it's just sitting on mud sills, I guess you'd
Yeah,
call them,
and
and they're
it
rotting.
costs so much to restore that,
Yeah,
we
it's just not.
lose all these historic buildings.
That's right, we lose them. But even if you got the money to restore it, then what happens?
Exactly. You'd have to maintain it
You
and
have to
who's going to
maintain
go
it,
there?
and,
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. And we can hardly afford to run our own church without
Exactly.
subsidizing that church
So
or
your
whatever.
family would have your family reunions there, what is it, every 5 years, is it?
Yeah.
And this was the year, wasn't it?
Yes, but
Yeah.
we didn't have the mass
No,
out
you were
there
all at the
because
5 o'clock
that's
mass.
right, because he wouldn't let us in there.
Really? It's that
It's, well,
dangerous.
I suppose, and I kind of wonder now if they even carry insurance on
Ah, I bet that's it.
it.
I
You know,
bet
it could have
not.
been,
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a liability.
Yeah.
You know, if the floor was rotten and somebody's fell, one leg went through, you know,
Exactly.
you could
Exactly.
just open up a can of
Yes.
worms for a big
Yeah.
lawsuit.
Yeah, for sure. No. So you've been you were an altar boy in two of the churches, I guess, then.
Two
yeah.
of the, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after I got off the altar, I started taking collection up and ushering. And that was a kind of a full-time job there for quite a while, because everybody come in would, there was only access from the center aisle.
Right.
And
That's
there were
right.
like double pews,
right.
six and six, if they squeezed in.
Yes.
Everybody wanted to sit on the, you know, so you'd have to go, would you please move in, or would you please
yes.
let, you know, because people were reluctant to go up. There'd be seats in there, but they were reluctant to go up and stand in the aisle and kind of look, you know.
Oh, exactly.
And,
yes.
So it was left to us to.
I remember that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that, and in fact, when I first started, they were still taking seat collection up, 10 cents a seat. So there were two collections, one for the seat and one for the offertory.
You're kidding, really?
Yeah, and it was 10 cents.
You basically paid for your seat?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd never heard that.
In some churches, people had their boxes.
That's right.
Which they, I think that was kind of an old.
I think that was more a
two-tier class.
Yes, yes.
People, but no, and I can remember you had to sort of wear a suit coat because you kept the money in your suit jacket pocket.
Really?
Yeah, and then when you took the collection up, there was a long-handled basket of some kind, I remember.
I remember those, yeah.
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 But no, we took a seat collection first.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the new church? How does it compare to?
Oh, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
Now, remember, the old church was a, I don't know, beautiful building as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I shouldn't even talk, but there was problems with the church.
Yes.
The way it was built, the way it was designed, there was some,
yeah.
somebody didn't know exactly what they were doing, so the walls started to fall out. So that's the reason there were those big steel rods across there.
Yeah.
They weren't there originally.
Oh, is that right?
No.
Yeah.
They put cables up first with these big turnbuckles on them.
Oh, right. I remember those.
And every now and again, they'd go up and give these things a turn and squeeze it in, keep squeezing it in until they got it as far as they could, and then they put the steel rods across and bolted them
through. Oh, that's
and,
what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing was, and I don't know whether it was that or not, but you could hear on windy days and stuff, you could hear the thing creaking. And I don't know, somebody got smart and said we better do something about it. I don't know who that was.
Yeah.
I know the floods engineered it and built it.
Yeah, yeah. Father said there was some issue too about the land under the, that it's swampy.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks, but. Yeah, you go and see the house on the corner, the old Crosby house.
Right.
It's sitting, but then again, you've got the common and it's swampy, and it's the same level as there, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that could have carried on
I think all that area.
Right down until you went in that dip and then
that's
started
right,
up again.
That's right, because didn't the Crosby house used to have flooding? They used to have practically have a stream running through their basement, I think somebody told me.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard.
No,
but,
somebody told me that.
It could have been. So, yes, that could have been right.
Yeah.
That could have
been.
Because I always had a feeling that the church was built on a lot of fill.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then it was built, and then the house was built in Father Harris's
That's
time.
That's right, Father Harris, the house and and the hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the hall was a problem, too. There was something.
Yeah.
Forget now what that was.
Yeah.
Other than the fact the raccoons were up there crawling around. But there was some. I don't know what the problem was.
I don't know either. Yeah.
I think maybe it was the foundation they had it on. Something
they
was,
can,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when they built the house, there was a fellow by the name of Fred Warren,
mm-hmm.
who was a non-Catholic, married to a Catholic, but I think he had turned, but
mm-hmm.
nevertheless. And he was a contractor. But he built it in such a way that on weekends and evenings, volunteers worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember going up,
mm-hmm.
and I was still in school probably.
Really? Wow.
And doing whatever, fetching and carrying. And,
mm-hmm.
and but he would be around, supervised what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was a lot of free labor went into the build
right.
of the house.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case with the hall.
Yes, okay.
Or the church.
Yeah.
But when they built the house.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they built on afterwards.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
but,
yeah. But that's not there now, for sure.
No.
So do you remember anything specific about the old church?
The
original one?
On the Hampton Road.
Like, did you know about the fire at the time that it happened? I asked that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we knew the next day.
Yes.
But
yeah.
no, at the time it burned. I can't remember if...
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to remember, the church was there, and there was a house on the other side of the road which was owned by Andersons. And Mrs. Anderson, I remember, was just a little woman with long black hair, and we always thought she looked like a witch. But she cleaned the church.
Oh, okay.
And it was quite a good little walk from the church up to her place. And then if you come back, and then beyond that,
mm-hmm.
where now? Oh yeah, there was a graveyard, and then there was a hill where the funeral parlor
right,
was,
yes.
was Scribner's. And I remember Golden Scribner was the oldest son, and I think the father was Anthony Scribner.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the road from his place, the distance doesn't seem as... But anyway, there was a house there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next house was up... You know, there's a street then goes up... What's the name of it? A little... And there's a circle around there. Anyway, and then there was a carpenter
mm-hmm.
lived on that corner. I forget his name. His son lives up that road. And there was a house to the left of the road across from Sobey's store. It goes down into that subdivision.
Oville, yes.
There was a little two-story house there that Aunt Kitty lived in. And she would have been Kitty McLaughlin.
Oh, okay.
And she owned the property where Oakville Acres are, which ran right back to the railway tracks.
Oh, okay.
And she also owned property on, well, where the Sobey's property is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she gave a lot to Billy McLaughlin,
mm-hmm.
who would have been a nephew of hers, and he built a house where, oh, what's the name? Buckley's.
Mm-hmm.
He was goes to our church.
Okay.
He and his wife
mm-hmm.
Live there now.
Mm-hmm.
But that probably across the road. So there weren't many houses around there.
Right.
So the thing could have burned down before anybody would have
known
yeah. about it, really.
Yeah. There's just one thing. You had mentioned the last time telling that story about when you went out to play hockey out in Hampton.
Oh.
Was and you had to clear the rink. Was it w the rink wasn't on the river, was it? It was
No, the rink,
okay.
there was a rink on the river at Nuijuak, which
Okay.
we played on,
Right, okay.
which we parked our vehicle up on the main road,
Right.
went down across the railway, or down in a hollow and up over and down off the railway tracks onto the river.
Oh, okay.
And somebody had lights rigged up on that. We played there at nighttime, but it was dark getting from the vehicle
I bet.
to the river.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the rink in Hampton was before you, where the Yeso service station was on the corner back this way, there was a piece of property there, and it was on that. And I think they have a playground or something there
Oh, okay.
now, and that's where the rink was. It was just
Yeah.
an outdoor rink that
Okay. Yeah.
depended on the weather.
Yeah. No, I wanted to use that
And
story.
that's where we shoveled
Yeah, that was funny. That was
the
good.
snow up.
But I didn't know exactly where, because when I'm talking about activities on the river and then other activities, so you just
Yes.
want to get it straight.
Well, that was the other
Yeah.
one, yeah. Oh
Yeah.
God, it used to be cold in Hampton up there.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
And we played in outdoor rink in Rossay
Right,
on the
on the
common,
common, yeah.
and that little log place, that was the change up, you know. But it was run by the village,
Right.
and they had a permanent, George Dobbin was the rink keeper.
That's right, yeah.
And when we played hockey, when I was going to school, that's where we played.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And we played there, and then we played in Hampton, and we played in Sussex
How would you get to all these
by
places?
train.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that was my first venture on a train.
Really?
Well,
Playing hockey.
going to Hampton in Sussex, that was,
Yeah.
yeah, we'd catch the train. I forget now, it must have been around noontime. And then we'd play hockey. And then at that time, they had manual training in household science,
Right.
they called it, which was
Right.
the girls in. So when we were in Hampton, we'd go, how did that work? We'd go to the school, and the girls would cook a dinner for us.
Really?
And then we'd catch the train home, and the same in Sussex. And then when they came to Rossi, they'd go over to the high school, which
Right.
now is the, what do they call that one on the right there in Rossi.
Oh, right on the corner, you mean?
Yeah.
Rossay Park Middle
Yes.
School.
Well, that
Yes.
was
The
the Rossi
Rossay Consolidate.
Consolidated School, which I started grade 1 to 11.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was the only school at that
Right.
time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So down in the basement, it was divided in two sections. On the upper side, far side, was the manual training room, and on the other side was the
Domestic
domestic
science,
science.
right?
And there was a doorway. You went down the stairs from the boys' entrance. At that time, the girls and boys used separate entrance to,
Yes, yeah.
and we get off the bus. And we had to cross the road to get in because we went by the SMT bus.
Oh, okay.
But downstairs there was a door, and the washroom, boys' washroom on one side and the girls on the other, and that door was kept locked. Only the janitor or the
Between the
property
two.
between the two
Yeah.
sides has it. So the only way to get down the girls' side was to go down there where they came in the school. And then there were two doors. In later years, they made a playroom. Oh, that was after they built the extension on the common end or
Right.
Hampton end, and it accommodated one, two classrooms
Right.
and two classrooms, and
Okay.
underneath was a playroom, the
Okay.
boys' playroom. And I think the girls must have been relegated then to the domestic science room or something,
Okay.
because they didn't mix up in the playroom. No, I know they didn't. Well,
Never.
and they had a back door out of it out onto the playground.
Oh, okay.
So that on fine days we'd go down the stairs and go
Yeah.
through the playroom and then back up and out onto
And
the,
out back, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, dear.
And you'd be playing ball, one end of the field, the girls would have a ball game going, and the other end, the boys.
Yeah.
And the fielders would sort of mix up a bit,
And
but.
yeah, and never the twain shall meet.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's good, Jack. That's all I needed. That was just sort of an extra addition to what we've already done.
Well,
Yeah.
not
Yeah.
much.
But no, but well, see, the thing is,